Headline: Capital Woman Leader of Baha'ism in United States. Sunday, November 10, 1912. Washington. Publication: The Washington Times. Oriental prophet and chief of sect is visiting this city. Mrs. Arthur Jeffrey Parsons, wife of the chief of the division of Prince in the Library of Congress, and for many years a social leader in this city, is one of the most enthusiastic followers of Abdu'l-Bahá, the Oriental prophet and mystic who is now in Washington. 2 years ago, Mrs. Parsons, whose residence is at 1704 18th Street Northwest, went to Turkey to meet Abdu'l-Bahá on his release from 40 years confinement in a Saracen prison. For a long time, she had steeped herself in the literature of Baha'ism and had become a convert to its teachings. When the Young Turks came into power, one of their first acts was to discharge all religious prisoners, and Mrs. Parsons immediately planned a trip abroad so she might meet the leader of her sect and arrange, if possible, for his visit to the United States. Mrs. Parsons was one of the first to greet the aged mystic when the prison doors opened and told him of her plan. So touched was he by her devotion and enthusiasm that he promised to come to America if he lived. When Mrs. Parsons was absent in Europe in the summer of 1910, reports were current in Washington that she intended to remain in the Orient and would no longer be seen in the social circles of the capital. When Mrs. Parsons returned to the city the following winter, however, she set at rest all rumors that she would leave her home and immediately set the work to promoting the cult of Baha'ism in the United States. There are now more than 100 converts to the cult in Washington alone, and they meet every night at Mrs. Parsons' residence to hear the teachings of the religion expounded by Abdu'l-Bahá, who is the guest of Mrs. Parsons while in this city. Mr. Parsons, who is one of the most distinguished bibliographers in the city, does not profess any open allegiance to Baha'ism, although he is believed to be in sympathy with many of its teachings.